Following a long debate in a Senate committee earlier this session, when healthcare advocates argued letting Utah take control of healthcare dollars would be catastrophic for seniors and low-income residents, Republican Senator Stuart Adams made his case for Senate Bill 208 on the Senate floor Friday.
And that is that we would bind ourselves with other states, or at least join ourselves with other states, in an effort to petition the federal government to bring these health care dollars back to the states and let us manage those dollars, which I think the state of Utah can do better.
Adams acknowledged he moved the bill out of the Health and Human Services Committee to Workforce Services to increase the likelihood of its passage. Democratic Senator Gene Davis says the state doesn't have the ability to take on the workload.
Well, that management of the dollar, from my experience, has been every time we have a downturn in the economy, to take that money away. Never raise the taxes, never be able to fund at appropriate level, but rather to diminish.
And Jason Cook with Utah Health Policy Project worries about the cost of administering Medicaid and Medicare in the state, which the bill does not address. He adds the state will likely lose about $217 million in Medicare and $132 million in Medicaid in the first year because of inflation. But he says the true outcome of the legislation is clearly unknown.
Stop. Take a breath. Take a good look at this. There is no rush. We could join the compact next year before it's even possible this be considered by Congress.
Republican Senator Lyle Hilliard gave a preliminary nod to the bill, recognizing it has a lot of problems. But he says the message needs to be sent that Utah is not happy.
That's a tough issue for me. I just feel so frustrated doing the budget and seeing so many worthwhile projects here in Utah that we really ought to be funding, but we can't, because the federal government mandates that we'll do these other programs.
Other lawmakers argued Senate Bill 208 should not be viewed as a benign message bill, but action that could have serious ramifications for Utahns. Senator Adams amended the legislation so the compact would expire in 2017. It was approved in a strict party-line vote of 20-7 Friday, with every Democrat rejecting the measure, but must be voted on one more time in the Senate during the final week of the session before moving to the House of Representatives. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.